when we become devoted to ourselves and to our own spiritual and personal expansion, that's when we really start to see the magic. So whether we want to do it or not, doesn't really have anything to do with anything.
This is Leah Steele. Welcome to the Wealth Witch Podcast. Just a few years ago, I experienced complete financial collapse. We lost a business, our home, and a car. My husband was selling plasma to pay for diapers and formula. I was living a life I hated, and I was miserable. It was the lowest part of my life. It ended up being my biggest blessing. Just a few short years later, I designed the life of my dreams. I live a life of luxury in beautiful Bali, Indonesia, travel the world, and spend my days helping others manifest wealth and abundance. Living a purpose-led life changed everything for me. This podcast is about my journey, my top tips and tools for manifestation, and interviews with all the amazing, world-changing, inspiring people I meet along the way. Welcome to my world.
Hey, hey, and welcome to another episode of the Wealth Witch Podcast. I am your host, Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch. Welcome. So I had a really, really incredible call in the Wealth Alchemy Mastermind at the beginning of this month. And we talked about something that I felt was so important. In the moment of being on the call, I was like, I'm going to record a podcast on this because I feel like the world needs to hear this message. So the topic of today's podcast is going to be how devotion creates the frequency of expansion. So on this call, one of my clients said that they were struggling with their personal practices because they didn't like journaling. And I had to chuckle to myself because I know that some of you aren't going to believe this and you're going to think that this is totally crazy, but I actually don't like to journal. I haven't been a person that has journaled my whole life. I wasn't one of those kids that kept a diary, that always wrote in their diary. I started journaling because a mentor of mine, very early on in my journey of spiritual growth and expansion, my spiritual reawakening, a mentor challenged me to journal for 90 days. And essentially she said, journal for 90 days. And if your life hasn't radically transformed at the end of those 90 days, then go back to not journaling. Well, within 30 days, my life had radically transformed and I definitely became a journaling convert. And now, you know, I do courses about journaling and I teach about journaling and I'm a huge journaling advocate because it's the thing that I know creates manifestation rapidly and quickly. And it's something that requires very little time to get massive results. So if you've been following me for a long time, you know that I'm literally all about life hacks. I am constantly on the search for hacks that get me to my desired destination as quickly as possible. And not just for me, but also for my clients. So for me, journaling is one of those things. Like I know that I can create massive transformation, incredible like creation energy, and create my desired experience, call in the things that I want in my life, manifest abundance, create my heaven on earth experience through journaling just a few minutes every single day. And I have seen it work time and time and time again for my clients. So this client on this call said that they didn't like to journal. And I chuckled to myself because I'm like, nobody fucking likes to journal. Nobody likes to do personal practices. I mean, maybe you're listening to this and you're like, I'm one of those people. I love it. I'm sure that there's somebody out there in the world that actually wakes up in the morning and is like, I can't wait to meditate. I can't wait to journal. I can't wait to go, you know, spend my hour or my hour and a half doing my personal practices. I don't know anybody like that. I preach on my soapbox usually about discipline and dedication all the time. And this is why. It's because as human beings, we are so attached to instant gratification. We engage in self-gratifying behaviors. We want instant gratification. We are rarely willing to make long-term sacrifices for our goals. We are sometimes willing to make short-term sacrifices, but we want to see results really, really quickly. And when we don't see those results, often we give up. And this is one of those reasons why I say, if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. If it was easy, everyone would be a billionaire. Everyone would be Bill Gates. Everyone would be Jeff Bezos. Like, if it was easy to create the life that you deeply desired, everyone would have the life that they deeply desired. It's not. It requires work. It requires sacrifice. It requires dedication. It requires discipline. And so, you know, do I like to do all of the things that I dedicate myself to doing in my personal practice routine? No, I don't. I don't like getting up early. I don't like spending time journaling. I don't like meditating particularly. I don't like going to the gym and working out and moving my body. I do those things because of the results that I get. I am willing to make those sacrifices because when I make those sacrifices and I show up consistently for myself, my life is magical. And I am able to live the lifestyle that I desire. I am able to do my purpose work. I am able to serve my community in a way that is fulfilling. And I'm able to create my heaven on earth experience. So that's why I'm always talking about discipline and dedication. But there's something that I don't talk a lot about, and it's something that came up on this call, and that is the devotion to self. Because the fact of the matter is that if you are getting up angry and resentful that you have to do your personal practices every day, and then you're just doing them from a place of going through the motions, that doesn't work either. You can't be resentful about journaling. You can't sit and think about how badly you hate meditation the whole time you're meditating. It just doesn't work. And so there's this other D, right? I talk about dedication all the time. I talk about discipline all the time. And there's this other D at play. And I don't talk about that. And so that's what I really want to talk about today. And that is devotion. When we become devoted to ourselves and to our own spiritual and personal expansion, that's when we really start to see the magic. So whether we want to do it or not doesn't really have anything to do with anything. But if we can show up from a place of loving self and being devotional to self, and even when we don't want to do those things, come back to the awareness that when we show up in a place of devotion or from a place of devotion to those activities, and we do them because we know the results that they're going to yield in our lives, that's when they really, really work. And, you know, I think that it's interesting. Like, I think we have an interesting relationship with devotion, because when we think about devotion, you know, we think about it from a place of like love or devotion to another person, or we think about devotion being devoted to our faith. And a lot of us have real issues around devotion to faith because of programming and conditioning and manipulation growing up. And, you know, as we start to wake up and as we start to be able to see that programming and conditioning and manipulation, and as we start to exit the matrix, often that very traditional viewpoint or feeling that we had on being devotional to our church, devotional to our faith, we throw all of that stuff out the window. That's definitely another podcast where we could talk about religion and faith and all of that. That's not really the purpose of this podcast today, but it is something that is at play here, because I don't believe that as human beings, we have a good relationship with being devotional. And I don't think most of us have a relationship at all with being devotional to ourselves, because we always put ourselves last. You know, especially the women out there, especially the mothers, especially the working mothers, especially those of you that are entrepreneurs or solopreneurs that are raising families, we can be devotional externally. We can be devotional to our kids. We can even be devotional to our businesses, but we have a really hard time being devotional to ourselves, which is the person and the relationship that we should be the most devotional to. And so, you know, I mean, for me, it's like, I really struggle with, and I'm probably going to get crucified because of this, but I really struggle with all of the coaches in the online space who are constantly putting out love yourself and self-love programs. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but really, truly, what does that mean? What does it mean to practice self-love? To me, this idea of being devotional to self is being willing to make sacrifices for the greater good of the highest level version of yourself. So again, to make sacrifices in your day-to-day life, to sacrifice those self-gratifying behaviors, to sacrifice your need for instant gratification, to benefit your expansion and create the pathway and the trajectory towards you becoming the greatest version of yourself. Being devotional to a version of yourself that you haven't met yet. That version of yourself that you know exists, that version of yourself that you're desiring to call in, that version of yourself that you are constantly striving to meet. Being devotional to that version of yourself. And as a result of that, showing up each day and doing the things that you know will get you to that version of yourself. Or if you're not quite sure how you're going to even achieve that version of yourself, being devotional and doing the practices and doing the things that you know take you one step closer to being able to discover who that person is. It's hard, right? Because it's not tangible. We don't have that highest level version of yourself, that next level version of yourself, that version of yourself that you're striving to become. You may have a vision of that person. You may have an idea of that person. You may even be able to tap into and feel what it feels like to be that person, but it's not something you can hold in your hand. And as a result of that, it's difficult to maintain the discipline and dedication to those tasks. And so this is really where I feel like being devotional comes in. It's having faith. It's having faith in your divine immortal soul. It's having faith in that other version of yourself, that version of yourself is each moment of every day guiding you on a path to help you achieve your infinite potential and to help you achieve the reality that is you living and existing as that version of yourself. For me, it's always interesting because I feel like I never reach my destination. I don't know that there is a destination in this lifetime. I believe that the journey and the process is what's so important. And I think that, you know, I'm a person who's constantly striving, constantly moving the goal point. When I'm like, here's my goal, here's my objective, I never reach my goal or objective because by the time I get to that place, I've already moved it. I've already created a greater income goal. I've already created the next level version of myself. And that's just my personality type. But I think a lot of people that listen to this podcast probably are the same. And that's okay. It is really important to enjoy this journey, to enjoy each level of expansion that you experience along the way, and to be devotional to your vision. Even if your vision is constantly changing, even if it's constantly growing, even if it's constantly expanding, I believe that the people that are truly successful are the ones that never achieve the destination. They're always moving. They're always moving that goal point. They're always looking to push themselves to greater heights, to higher performance. They're the people that are constantly seeking peak performance. They're the people like me that are constantly seeking for hacks, right, to get there faster. And it's difficult because along the way, sometimes we forget that life is about the journey. And this to me is really where like becoming devotional comes in. Because if I can love that version of myself that I'm not yet enough to really care for myself as I am in this moment, it's how I even achieve that version of myself in the first place. So let's put it this way. I have this vision, right? There's this woman and she's a multi-millionaire and she is serving so many people, and she is creating such tremendous impact on this planet, and she's making a difference in the world. And, you know, I can see her house that she lives in, and I know how she lives her life, and I know how she spends her days. And she's really the woman that I am shooting towards becoming right now. And if I were to sit in this moment and be able to talk to her and actually be able to sit down in front of her and have a conversation with her, I know that she would tell me that the most important thing that I need to be doing right now is caring for myself and taking time for myself and finding moments of stillness and finding moments of peace and not overworking and not overgiving. I know that. I know that in every ounce of my being. And I know that she would tell me that being devotional to the version of me that I am right now is the most important thing. And so that to me is loving myself. I don't think any 10-step process is going to help me get to that place. I have to be loving and respectful and supportive of the version of myself that I am right now. And I need to give that version of myself a lot of grace. And yes, I need to be disciplined. And yes, I need to be dedicated. And yes, I need to be consistent. And yes, I need to show up in my business and for my family, for my children and for my husband. And, you know, I desire to be a good friend. So that includes showing up for my friends and showing up for my employees and serving my community and serving the world. But it also includes doing the things that I know are in the highest and best interest of my soul, the version of my spirit that exists today, and my physical vessel. And so when I wake up in the morning and I'm tired and I want to hit the snooze alarm and I want to just sleep for another 30 minutes and I don't want to get up and do my journaling and do my meditation and ground myself and check in with myself, or when I don't want to go to the gym or I don't want to move my body, that's the place that I come back to. If I'm going to achieve that next level version of myself, I have to be devotional to this version of me that exists in this version of the infinite now. Because I know that everything and anything is available to me, but if I'm not caring for who I am right now, then I'm never going to get there. I'm never going to achieve that. So, you know, the personal practices and the non-negotiables, which I guess I'll talk a little bit about right now, because people are always asking me, like, how do you decide what to do? How do you know what's in your highest and best good to be doing every day to be devotional to yourself, to create personal practices that are going to be effective at helping you achieve that next level version of yourself? What I would say to you is I believe that as we grow and expand, those practices have to grow and expand with us. And so for me, an exercise that I do that I give to all of my clients and that I really, really love is on Sundays, I sit down and do an autopsy of how my week went up until that point. And so I'll look at how I've spent my days. I'll look at where I've been wasting time, where I didn't keep my commitments to myself, or where it was difficult to keep my commitments to myself. And from that, I will formulate my plan and goal for the following week. So I'll decide on Sunday what my non-negotiables are for the upcoming week. Now, journaling is typically always a non-negotiable for the reasons that I told you earlier in the podcast, which is just that I know it works. And if you are resistant to journaling, I really encourage you to take that 90-day journaling challenge. Journal every day for 90 days. And if your life hasn't radically transformed at the end, then throw it out the window and don't journal anymore. But give yourself the time to actually dive into the practice and see if it works. I have yet to find a client who has committed to a 90-day challenge that hasn't maintained their journaling practice. So if you can just commit to yourself for the 90 days and see the transformation that occurs in your life, I know that you will be blown away, even if you're super resistive to journaling. And on that, I'm also just going to add in here, I had a client say to me the other day, I don't know what to write about. I don't know what to journal about. I sit down and my mind goes blank. So in those moments when you don't know what to journal about, ask yourself, what is going on in my life currently that I would say is not completely fucking amazing, excellent, and awesome? And anything that's not on that list is something that you should be journaling about. Anything in your life that's mediocre, anything in your life where you're struggling, anything in your life where you wish something was different than it is in the moment that you're sitting down to write is something that you can journal about. So you can write down what the thing is. You can write where you're at currently in the moment. You can then ask yourself, where would you like to be? And then ask yourself, what would be different in your life if that thing was excellent? And start freeform and start freehand journaling on visioning what your life will be like when you shift that thing from mediocre to excellent. And then ask yourself, what are the next right steps that I need to take to shift this thing from mediocre to excellent? You can sit down and do that every single day. Every day, you can sit down and take inventory of what in your life isn't completely amazing and excellent, and then do a journaling session on something that's not. You will never, ever, ever run out of things to journal about, I promise you. Okay, so back to the non-negotiables. So journaling for me is always a non-negotiable just because it yields results the fastest, and I have mountains and mountains of evidence and proof of how journaling has transformed my life. So that always is something on my non-negotiables. Meditation may or may not be, depending upon how I did the previous week, depending upon whether or not I felt anxious during the week. Recently, I've gone back to doing mantras instead of Joe Dispenza meditations, which I sometimes do. Lately, I've been just really feeling sitting down and doing that 108 repetitions of a mantra. So that's what I've been doing for my meditation recently. And then like really connecting into nature, moving my body. So depending upon where I struggled the week before, and depending on how my body's feeling, I'll make non-negotiables around moving my body. It might be 30 minutes a day. It might be an hour a day. It might be that I'm going to do, you know, 3 Muay Thai sessions and 2 weight training sessions, or it might be 3 times tennis and 2 times Muay Thai. But I really check in with my body and see how it's feeling. And then I make my non-negotiables around my movement of my body. And then anything else that's going on in my life, like non-negotiables sometimes look like, oh, I didn't spend enough time with my kids last week, so I'm committing to X amount of days of one-on-one time with my kids, or X amount of hours of one-on-one time with my kids. But when I do this every week, it gives me an opportunity to look at what worked during the week, what didn't work during the week. Sometimes I commit to doing the same things because they worked. And sometimes I'm like, I committed to that thing, I didn't do it. So that means I actually need to kick my own ass and show up and do it this week. Or it might mean that I'm having resistance for a reason. And it's like, okay, well, I didn't do that thing that I committed to doing. Why didn't I? Maybe it wasn't fully in alignment. Maybe I need to tweak something. Maybe instead of working out an hour, I need to work out 45 minutes. Maybe instead of committing to a, for example, Joe Dispenza meditation, maybe I need to do a mantra instead. And so just coming back to that place of alignment with what I know is going to be devotional to myself in that upcoming week and is going to serve my highest and best good. Then I write those in my journal, my non-negotiables. I journal about it. I write them in my journal. And then I check in with myself in my morning journaling sessions to make sure that I'm holding myself accountable to doing my non-negotiables. And that is how I remain devotional to myself during the week. And when I want to hit my snooze button, I remind myself that it isn't for this non-tangible version of myself that I can't access, that I'm actually doing these things for the version of me that exists in this version of the infinite now, the version of me that's actually laying in my bed. That's who I'm doing this for. Now, do I have an ultimate goal of growing and expanding? Yes, absolutely. But I can't get to that place if this version of me isn't operating at her highest and best potential. So I hope this was really helpful. I really encourage you to look at what being devotional means to you and how you can begin to incorporate daily devotional practices into your life so that this version of you that exists, the one that's listening to this podcast right now, can tap into its infinite potential and then begin that trek and that trajectory towards your infinite potential and meeting and calling to you that highest level version of yourself. Until next time, this is Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch, signing off. That's a wrap. Thank you for joining me. Remember, wealth is a mindset, and you are the most powerful creator in your reality. Until next time, this is Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch, signing off.